Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chaf Aleph. Today's shir is sponsored by Aaron and Eliza Hertz, Lezecher Nishmas Aaron's grandmother, Leah Bas Rav Yosef Halevi, whose yard site is today. The Neshama Shev and Aliyah, and we thank Aaron and Eliza very much for the sponsorship. We are holding on the bottom of daf Chaf Amid Beis. We're going to discuss which 2 days to observe as Yom Tov when you have to do a double day of Yom Tov, as Sveika D'Yoma. Then the Gemara is going to get into the places that the Shluchei Tishrei did not reach and how they would deal with and how the Shluchei, the places where Shluchei Nisan reached and Shluchei Tishrei did not reach would deal with Yom Tov Sheni in general. The Gemara is going to discuss how do we make sure that Pesach, or what the mechanism is in place to make sure that Pesach falls out during the springtime, and for sailors, it's going to discuss how they can tell when they have to be mevar their chametz when Pesach is coming. And on Beis, the Gemara is going to talk mostly about being mechal Shabbos for the sake of Kiddush HaChodesh, both in terms of whether the Edom are allowed to be mechal Shabbos and which months the Edom are allowed to be mechal Shabbos in order to get there to be made about the Chodesh, and whether the Shluchim are allowed to be mechal Shabbos or not when they go out to let the world know about the Kiddush HaChodesh. And the Mishnah on the bottom half of the Amud is going to talk about whether we continue to be Mechal Shabbos when you know that there are plenty of other Edim, when it's near about Alil, when it's very obvious, the moon was so clearly visible that you know that there are plenty of other people that are going to be able to testify about the new moon. Should you still be Mechal Shabbos in order to testify about the new moon or not? And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to have a little bit of Divrei Agada about Moshe Rabbeinu and Shlomo HaMelech and their relative Chachma, meaning who is greater in Chachma, Moshe Rabbeinu or Shlomo HaMelech. So that's at the very end of the daf. But let us begin now. Again, we're on daf Chaf Amud Beis. We are up to Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rav Nachman. 4 lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rav Nachman, Kol Sveika L'Kamesh Adinan. Whenever we're not sure whether Bezin was Mekadesh the Chodesh on day 30 or day 31, so we observe day, let's say it's the month of Nisan, we would observe day 15 and day 16 from day 30 as the Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach. So, meaning we would, if you count 15 days from the earlier possible day that Beis Din could have been Mekadesh L'Chodesh, that's the first day of Pesach, and 15 days from the later possible day that Beis Din could have declared Rosh Chodesh, that's the second day of Pesach. So the Meimra, this teaches, the Chamesar V'Shitzer Avdinan, our Beisar Lo Avdinan, that we observe day 15 and day 16 as Yom Tov, but not day 14. So it seems very obvious. Of course, you're not going to observe a day that there's no chance that it's possibly Yontif. Obviously, we're going to take the 2 days that it possibly might be Yontif. So the Gemara says, no, v'lovin nami ar besar, dilma chasrua la'av v'chasrua la'elul. Maybe we should have observed the day before as well, the 14th day as well, because not only could have elul been chaser, yes, by observing day 15, we're taking into account the possibility that elul was chaser, but maybe av was chaser as well. So if both Av and Elul are Chaser, so then there's another day earlier that we should have done. So says Gemara, Trei Yarchi Chaseri Kala Islahu. If there would have been 2 months in a row that were Chaser, then everyone would have known about that. The fact that everyone's not talking about it must have been a Raya that Elul was not Chaser. What does it mean everyone would have known about it? If the Shulchan got there, people know about it. If the Shulchan didn't get there, people don't know about it. So Rashi says, Teves Chisru Mimanavshach. The month of Teves we know is Chaser, Kesed Alvanabech and Malevech and Chaser. That if you go one and one, you take turns, so Teves is always going to be Chaser. Vemisa de Chasru l'Shvat. So if they would have declared Shvat to be Chaser as well, Kvar Yatza Kol Lefnei Pesach, then everyone would have known that would have been big news that Shvat was Chaser after Teves was Chaser. Ubaatz Leinu Afle Makom Shein Shluchim Beis Shal Nisan Magiin. There's one thing that travels faster than Shluchim is when something unusual happens and people are talking. When it becomes the talk of the town, that travels much, much more quickly than Shluchim. So even if Shluchim didn't get there, but if something, an unusual event would have happened, like Shvat becoming Chaser, or Av becoming Chaser, that also would have certainly caused people to talk about it. Everyone would have known about it. And that's what I said. V'chein b'tishrei, im chasru tamuz va'av, shari tamuz tamud chaser. Tamuz is always chaser. So if Av would have been chaser also, everyone would have found out about Av being chaser because it's so unusual. So it's interesting, the 2 months in a row, when we say trei achi chaseri, that everyone knows about 2 months in a row that are chaser, we're not talking about this month and last, and the last month. We're not talking about the meaning when we're in, when we're holding in Nisan. We're not talking about Adar and Shvat, the last 2 months. We're talking about Teves and Shvat, right? We're talking about the 2 months prior to that, because Adar we don't know. We didn't have the Shulchan Gedir in terms of Adar, so we don't know anything about Adar, whether Adar was Chaser or not. But we would know about Shvat, and we would know about Teves. So that both of the, that would have a call. Says Gemara, Levi ikla leBavel bechadser b'Tishrei. Levi went to Bavel on the 11th day of Tishrei. Amar basam tafshila de bavlai biyomer rabba de marava. He says, wow, the food in Bavel is delicious on the day that you should know they're observing as Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning in Bavel, they didn't know which day was really Yom Kippur because they didn't know which day they were Mekadesh the Chodesh. So they observed, they assumed that the Chodesh was Chaser, so they had already observed Yom Kippur the previous day. And Levi is traveling from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He gets to Bavel on the day that he knows is really Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael, but by Bavel, they're already holding it as Yod Aleph, as the day after Yom Kippur, and he says the food must be delicious here on Yom Kippur. So Amri Lei Asid. So they said, do you have something you want to tell us? Is there testimony you want to say, perhaps? So if you could tell us that there were Mekadesh L'Chodesh the day later in Eretz Yisrael, so that today is really Yom Kippur, so be Mayid instead of making these comments. So Amri Lehu Lo Shamati Mipi Beis Din Mekudesh. He says, I can't be Mayid because I didn't hear directly from Beis Din that they said Mekudesh. You can only be made, we're going to see on Amud Beis, specifically when it comes to Nisan and Tishrei, they can only be made, the Shluchim can only go out once they actually hear Bezin say Mekudesh. What if it's obvious that Bezin is going to be Mekadesh Chodesh? It's near Balil, it's so obvious, it's clear in the sky, everyone sees the new moon. Or it's already the second possible day, it's already Yom Lamed Aleph, where there's no choice but to say that it's Rosh Chodesh. Still, by Nisan and Tishrei, they dafka have to hear from the Beis Din, from the Beis Din say themselves, that it's dafka Mekudesh. Now, in several places in Shas, in Maseches Gittin, in Maseches Shabbos, there is a concept that comes up in Shas, that af behemtum shel tzadik, imein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takala al yadam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't even allow for al yidei behemah of a tzadik, for a takala to come about, for something negative to come about, and it's specifically used in the context of ma'acholos asuros, that we assume that a tzaddik would never eat something that's asur to eat, and even a behemah of a tzaddik, a kodesh baruch hu, would not cause to eat something that's asur to eat. So Tosus in several places in Shas says, yes, that's true that there is such a rule that a tzaddik would never eat something that's asur to eat. That's only by a cheftza of ma'acholos asuros. A tzaddik would never come to eat nevela, treifa, behemah tamea, something like that. But to eat something in a zman that's asr to eat, but it's glatt kosher, it's perfectly good food, it's just during a zman that's asr to eat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to necessarily protect the tzaddik from. The tzaddik's on his own in terms of things like that. And one of the rayos that the Bali Atosos bring is from our Gemara, that here they were eating on what was really Yom Kippur, so you see, what about how could a tzaddik violate Achila B'Yom HaKippurim? So you see, no, that since it's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't protecting them, because it wasn't that they were eating non-kosher food, they were just eating food at a non-kosher time. That's what the Balei HaTosos bring in other places in Shas. Now over here, Tosos is bothered by a different question. Tosos is bothered, v'im tomer v'heichi anichem lechal v'yesh kan vada yisur karis darais, about 10 lines into the skinny lines, Tosos asks, how could it be that Levi shows up to Bavel, he knows that it's really Yom Kippur, he sees everybody eating, and he says, I'm not going to say anything, I'm not going to stop anybody. He knows that they're violating Nisr Kares. How could he not stop them? So V'yesh Lomar, Hatnan L'Kaman Perek Sheni, Asher Tikru Osam, Mikrai Kodesh, Bein Bizmanan, Bein Shalob Bizmanan, V'raminu B'Gemara, Atem Afilu Shogim, Atem Afilu Mezeidim, Afilu Mutin. That the bottom line is that Beis Din has the right to declare which day is Rosh Chodesh, and therefore which day is Yom Kippur, and which day is Sukkot. Beis Din has that right to do that. So says Tosos, since Beis Din has the right to do that, that determines the reality. So Levi could have known that in Eretz Yisrael it's really Yom Kippur. It's irrelevant if the Beis Din and Bavel determines that, which is a chiddush that's also saying that Beis Din and Bavel has the right to make such a determination to alter the reality. You think that when we say Beis Din has the right to do that, we're talking about the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael that's actually Mekadesh the Chodesh. But Tosfos assumes that even the Beis Din and Bavel, they have the right to declare this day is Yom Kippur, this day is not Yom Kippur, and therefore Itaka wasn't Yom Kippur. So he had no responsibility whatsoever to stop them. So it's just a ha'ara that this Tosos seems to be against the Balei HaTosos and all the other Masechtas. The Balei HaTosos and all the other Masechtas assume that these people were eating on Yom Kippur, and it's just how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sometimes be maybe Takala Yadam. He'll cause a Takala to come about if it's not a Takala of a Cheftz of Machalos Asuros. According to this Tosos, it's not a Raya at all, because it's simply not a Takala. There's no Takala if they're not doing anything wrong, if Beis Din has the right to say that this day is actually not Yom Kippur. Now, Tosos goes on to say, wait a second, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin tells us that Chizkiyahu had to be Mevakesh Rachamim al Atzmo. Chizkiyahu had to daven for Rachamim, because the Pasuk says, Kiyachlu HaPesach below Kakosov, he made the wrong day for Pesach, and everyone ate the carbon on the wrong day. And the Gemara says, well, how could he mess up on something like that? And the Gemara explains that he was Ma'aber the Shana on the 30th day of Adar, and you're not allowed to be Ma'aber the Shana on the 30th day of Adar, because that was a day that's Ra'ui Likros Nisan, even though Adar happened to have been Malay, so it happened to have had 30 days. But since day 30 of a month is a day that's Ra'ui to already be Rosh Chodesh of the next month, and you're not allowed to be Ma'aber the Shana once Adar is over, so you're also not allowed to be Ma'aber the Shana once Adar could have been over. And that was Chizkiyahu's mistake. He was Ma'aber the Shana on the 30th day of Adar. So he had to be Mevakesh Rachamim because he was Machshil Klal Yisrael in having Pesach on the wrong day by adding an extra Adar. So when everyone thought it was still Adar Sheni, it was really Pesach. So Frank tells us, what do you mean when everyone thought it was really? The reality is determined by the Beis Din. So if Chizkiyahu was the Beis Din, Afilu Shogin, Afilu Mutin, even if they made a mistake, even if they're Shogeg or whatever, it's still the reality is determined by the Beis Din. So why should this be any different? So Tosfos says, no, the reality is determined by the Beis Din when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, when it comes to determining which day is Rosh Chodesh. When it comes to Ibr Shana, we don't say Afilu Shogeg and Afilu Mutin, that even if they're mistaken, even if they're Shogeg. That's the pashas of what Tosfos is trying to say at the end over here. It's not 100% clear in Tosfos, but that's Pasha Pshat, what he's trying to say. He says, Mishum to lo shay that it's only when it's day 30, day 31, when that's the issue, and it's based on determining Rosh Chodesh, based on when they mess up on day 30 or day 31. So that's when we're going to say Afilu Shog and Afilu Mutin, that even if they did it based on Eidus Sheker, something was wrong, still the reality is determined by the Beis Din. That's the Pasha reading of the Tosfos. That's how the Tzlach reads the Tosfos, that the chiluk is between Ibur Shana versus Kiddush HaChodesh. The Chidushi HaRan in Masech Sanhedrin quotes from Ramban, however, that even when it comes to Ibur Shana, we say Atem Vafilu Shogigim. We say that the reality is determined by the Beis Din, and even if they make a mistake on Ibur Shana, that is the halacha, and that is considered to be the actual Adar Beis. Now the Hamik She'ela in the Sivan, his commentary to the Shiltos, proves this from the Medrash in Parshas Emor, and he rejects the Raya of the Tzlach from Tosfos. He proves, like the Ramban, that Beis Din has the right to make a mistake, and it would still take hold even on Ibur Shana, because he says that's not what Tosfos is not saying otherwise over here. Tosfos just means to say that since it's already the 30th day of Adar, it's considered Shalob Bizmano, and by Shalob Bizmano we can't say that you're Ma'aber Afilu B'Tos. It's like being Makadish the Chodesh on the 29th day of the month, where it's just not going to be Chal, because it's totally Shalob Bizmano. I mean, you can't declare Rosh Chodesh day 29. Rosh Chodesh could either be day 30 or day 31. So if it's just a Zman, that's not at all Ra'ui to be the, if you have 2 days that it could have been Rosh Chodesh, and you made a mistake by declaring the wrong one of those two, so that's what we say, that if Beis Din makes a mistake, it's still going to take hold. But if Beis Din were to declare the 15th day of the month Rosh Chodesh, so you don't say that becomes Rosh Chodesh, so that's what the story is with Ibur. That's the Chiluk Tosfos is trying to make. That Ibur Shana, Beis Din can make a mistake about Ibur Shana. If they cheshbened to make Pesach fall out in spring, and they made the cheshbin wrong, Pesach was going to fall out in spring anyway. But that was their whole excuse for Ibur Shana. It's still the Shana is Mu'ubar. But if they're being Ma'abr the Shana on the wrong day, it's already a Yom Aroi Lios Nisan, so that's no good. That's how the Netziv explains what Tosfos is really trying to say. The Tshuvas Sholem Meshiv, he uses this Tosfos And this understanding of the Netziv in Tosos to deal with an interesting shaila. The shaila was that there was a gzeira of the Malchus that a man was not allowed to get married till the age of 20. And the shaila was, should there be Moser Nefesh to fight that gzeira? Because the Mishnah says, so how can you wait till the age of 20? Maybe there should be Moser Nefesh to fight such a gzeira from the Malchus. So he says, he brings a raya from a Chuvas HaRivash that any gzeira Malchus that is not mevatel a mitzvah, but only delays a mitzvah, you're not supposed to be Moser Nefesh to fight such a gezeira. So over here, there's a mitzvah to get married at 18, a mitzvah peruvu, whatever, but they weren't mevatel the mitzvah, they just said to wait another 2 years. There's a difference between a bittel mitzvah versus delaying a mitzvah. Now that concept, that there's a difference between a bittel mitzvah versus delaying a mitzvah, is very critical in the halachic discussion about family planning. When a couple gets married, can they delay doing the mitzvah of Pur Ravu, or do they have to have children right away? Is that called a bittul mitzvah by delaying the mitzvah? So the Rivash says it's not the same. It's not, now he's not saying that we can stam delay mitzvos, but if there's a gezeiras hamalchus to delay a mitzvah, that's not the same as a bittul mitzvah. So Sholem Eishev says, and the raya is from our Gemara, that this gezeiras hamalchus not from our Gemara. The raya is from how Tosfos understands our Gemara. The Gemara Maseches Chulin says that one time there was a gezeiras hamalchus not to observe Yom Kippur, so they were misaken Yom Kippur of that year on Shabbos, so that no one will realize that they're observing Yom Kippur, because anyway on Shabbos they didn't do malacha, so the malchus won't realize that they're really observing Yom Kippur because it was really Shabbos. So if it's shaykh say atem afilu shogim atem afilu mutim, and if Yom Kippur would fall on Shabbos, and therefore Yom Kippur could fall on Shabbos because the chacham were koveya that Yom Kippur could fall on Shabbos, so I understand very well why they weren't Moser Nefesh to observe Yom Kippur on the proper day, because this Eitzah could adjust the proper day of Yom Kippur. You could make the proper day actually be Shabbos. But according to Tosfos Nar Sugya, that on a Chodesh that it was ready Hukva Bizmano, you can't be Docha and Koveh Yom Kippur on another day. It doesn't work. They can't be Koveh Yom Kippur to Shabbos, and nevertheless, still they were not Moser Nefesh on it, and they just made the Yom Kippur on Shabbos anyway. So he says it must be that the reason is because they never made a Gezerah to be Oker Yom Kippur. The Gezerah was only that you can't observe Yom Kippur on a separate day other than Shabbos. So it's not worth being Moser Nefesh to fight such a Gezerah. That's called a delay. One could have questioned the comparison. When the Malchus was Gozer not to observe Yom Kippur, they actually were Gozer to be Oker the mitzvah entirely. They were Oker. And we couldn't observe Yom Kippur. We had to adjust to the wrong day to observe it on Shabbos mistakenly. And Tosfos deals with that issue. How are we allowed to observe Yom Kippur on Shabbos? Tos says it was just shlo tishtakach toros Yom HaKippurim, that we shouldn't forget the concept of Yom Kippur, versus a case where they make a gzeira that we're not allowed to get married until the age of 20. That's really not being mevatel the mitzvah, that's just delaying the mitzvah somewhat. Okay, so anyway, let's go further in the Gemara. Matris Rabbi Yochanan, kol heicha dematu shluchei nisan lo matu shluchei tishrei lav du treyom gzeira nisan natu tishrei. Wherever the shluchei nisan got, but the shluchei tishrei did not get, there is, even though both Sukkot and Pesach are on the 15th day of the month, so you would think wherever the Shluchei Nisan get, the Shluchei Tishrei would get as well. We have to keep in mind that the Shluchim are not allowed to travel on Rosh Hashanah, and they're not allowed to travel on Yom Kippur. So they're missing a few days of travel time, so there are certain places where Shluchei Nisan will arrive, but Shluchei Tishrei will not arrive. So in those places, Lav Du Trei Yom Gzeira Nisan Atu Tishrei, they should observe 2 days of Yantif, not only in Tishrei, when the Shluchim have not arrived, but even in Nisan, even on Pesach, where the Shluchim have arrived, a Gezeira, Nisan Atu Tishrei. There should be Gozer for Nisan, just like, to keep 2 days in Nisan, just like they did in Tishrei. The question that the Achronim ask is, why would the Shluchim Nisan bother going to those places? Meaning, if they're anyway going to be observing 2 days of Yantif. Meaning, if you know that in Tishrei we didn't get to these places, so Nisan, don't bother going going there. They're going to be observing 2 days of Yontif anyway. So Tori Evan says Nafkamina might be with regard to a mace and regard to refuah. If you make 2 days of Yontif without the shluchim, so then the second day is actually a Safik Yontif, so you're not allowed to bury a mace Al Yidei Yisrael or do refuah Al Yidei Yisrael. But what if the shluchim got there and you know that you're only doing it as a gezerah drabanan, as a low plug, then it has a din of Yontif Sheni where you're allowed to bury Al Yidei Yisrael. So there is a nafkamina. Or in order to know that the Bezin was not Ma'abra the Shana, maybe that's why the Shluchim Nisan needed to come, to let it be known that it's not Adar Sheni, that it's actually Nisan. One of the Chronim suggests, the Zichron Shmuel suggests, that it's maybe to let people know about Sfiras HaOmer, because by Sfiras HaOmer we can't do with a Sveka Diyom on Sfiras HaOmer. So you want the Shluchim Nisan to get there just so that people will, even though they'll keep to the Ziyantif, at least the Sfiras HaOmer will be on the right day. Rabbi Aibo Bar Nagri, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Iklu Lohu Asra Davamatu Shluchim Nisan Lamatu Shluchim Tishrei. They went to this place where Shluchim Nisan had arrived, but Shluchim Tishrei had not arrived. Va'avdi Chad Yom of Lom Ruv Lom Midian. They observed one day of Yontif, and no one said anything to them. Shomer Rabbi Yochanan Ve'ikbid. Rabbi Yochanan heard about this, and he got very upset about it. What do you mean one day Yontif? It's a gzeri. You have to keep 2 days. Amrulu Lav Armi Luchu Yechad Matu Shluchim Nisan Lamatu Shluchim Tishrei Avdi Shayom Gzeri Nisan Atu Tishrei. Didn't I tell you that the halacha is that you have to observe 2 days in these places? Rava Avaragil Davi Yasub Tanisa Treyomi. Rava had the minag that he would fast 2 days for Yom Kippur, because he didn't know which day was the real Yom Kippur, so he would fast for 2 days. Zimna Chadish Taka Chavasa Rav Nachman Yasub Tanisa Kuli Yom De Kippure. One day Rav Nachman was trying to do like him and kept Yom Kippur a whole day. Lo'urta Asa Hu Gavra, and that night that he was observing as Yom Kippur, a guy came. Amalei Lamachar Yom Rabba Bama'arava. And he said, you should know, tomorrow's the big day in Eretz Yisrael, meaning tomorrow's Yom Kippur, not today. So this whole day that you just fasted, that was Erev Yom Kippur. Tomorrow's really Yom Kippur. Amalei Mehechaat. He says, where are you coming from? Where do you come from? Amalei Mid Maharia. I come from a place called Maharia. To Maharia. Amalei Dam Teach Riso. He says, well, you're killing me here because you're causing me to fast 2 days in a row. And we always assume fast is Mia Dam, that when a person fasts, it somehow relates to less blood. So he says, Dam Teach Riso. He criticizes him. Kari Alei Kalim Hayirot. There are kalim that are chasing after us by making us fast 2 days in a row. The Achronim raised the question that Rava used to fast 2 days in a row because he didn't know which day Yom Kippur is. The Gemara in Tainus, there are about 5 dapim in rows, maybe more, in the Chafs, in Masech Tainus. It's just tell story after story after story. So the Gemara in Tainus, one of the stories that it tells is that Rava used to have a visitor from the Masifta de Rekia to wish him a Gemara Chasima Tova on every Erev Yom Kippur. That every Erev Yom Kippur, he'd get a visitor from the Masifta de Rekia. So the Achronim asked if Rava knew from the Masifta de Rekia when Yom Kippur was going to be, because that was the day that he got a visitor from Shemayim. So why did he observe 2 days of Yom Kippur? He knew which day was really Yom Kippur based on the visitor. Some of the Achronim say he got the visitor to especially come from Shemayim because of this great Sechus that he observed 2 days of Yom Kippur. So it's only once he started doing that that the visitor started coming. So he wasn't going to stop doing it because that was the whole reason the visitor came in the first place. That was the only reason he got the wishes of a Gemar Chasima Tova from Shemayim. It could also be that Mishum, the Sifsei Chacham suggests that it's Mishum and Vasnuse because of Rava's Anivus. He didn't want to let anybody know about his special arrangement in Shemayim, and therefore he observed 2 days as if it never happened, as if he didn't have. Svasemis suggests that it could be that Rava got visitors all the time from the Sifta de Rekia. So the fact that he got a visitor from the Sifta de Rekia doesn't prove that it's Erev Yom Kippur. It's just that if he didn't, it would prove that it's not Erev Yom Kippur. So it could be that he got the visitor and he still had to observe that day as Yom Kippur, the next day as Yom Kippur, and the following day, because he could have gotten visitors multiple times. He could have gotten visitors all the time. So okay, so all these possibilities of why Rava did this. Pash Pshad is Lo B'Shamayim, that you can't rely on a Masifta de Rekia to let you know when Erev Yom Kippur is going to be. Shalach Rav Huna Bar Avin LeRava. Karchazes Tamashka Tukufas Teves. Rav Huna Bar Avin sent a message to Rava that when you see that Tukufas Teves is delayed at Shitzar B'Nisan until the 16th day of Nisan. It's coming out so late in the year, so the winter season is extending that late. Avra li shasa v'lo tachushla. You should be ma'aber that year. You should make sure you add an extra adar in that year, and don't worry that you're doing anything wrong, because you have to do that in order to make sure that Pesach falls out during the spring season. Now Tosfos raises the question that in the first paragraph of Masechet Sanhedrin, it gives us three possible factors that will cause us to want to add an extra month into the year, and it says when you have the majority of these three factors, two out of three, that's when we add a month into the year. One of the factors is Tkufas Teves, to make sure Tkufas Teves doesn't fall out after the 16th day of Nisan or later. But that sounds like it's only one of the factors, that it's not enough on its own to determine. So it says Tosos Yeshlomer Dahasam Tkufas Tishrei Ari Avalach B'Tkufas Nisan Daleil V'Adama Avrin V'Tzarech Tam Kivin D'Mikra Kadashi Hachav. So it also suggests that maybe that Gemara is not talking about Tkufas Nisan. Maybe that's talking about Tkufas Tishrei. So maybe that's talking about when the season is going to get messed up in Tishrei, not when it's going to get messed up in Nisan. Maybe there's a difference. Anyway, D'chsiv, how do we know that this is worthy of being Marbar the Shana for? Shemar is Chodesh Aviv. Pasuk says Shemar is Chodesh Aviv. Shemar Aviv Shal Tkufa Shei B'Chodesh Nisan. You should make sure the spring is in Chodesh Nisan. Rav Nachman used to advise the sailors, the people who are out at sea, you people who don't know about the Kiva D'Archa, you don't know when Rosh Chodesh is going to be declared. So when you see that the moon is a full moon, that's when you should be mevar your chametz. That's when you should destroy your chametz. So Amos Mashlim, when does the moon become a full moon? That happens on the 15th day of the month. Well, isn't that a little late to be mevar the chametz? Va'anon me'ar beisam mevarinon. We burn the chametz already on the 14th day. So it says Gemara l'detu de megalu alma me'ar beisam mashlim, that they had such a clear view from out at sea that it would appear like a full moon already on the 14th day of the month. That the yerach was, as Rashi says, siyara de mashlim liyoma she yerach mashlim ba'oro imanetz chametz sheinu machshich ad shas richa, that they would see it during the daytime, the clear moon. So they would see that a day earlier. They would already see that on the 14th because of the clear vision that they had from their perspective, from where they were. Okay, new Mishnah, Amud Beis. Al Shnei Chadashim Mechalin Es HaShabbos. We're Mechal Shabbos for two different months of the year. Al Nisan V'Al Tishrei. Both for Nisan and for Tishrei. Sheben Shluchin Yotzen L'Surya U'Behen Mesakin Es HaMoados. That's where we would send Shluchin to Surya, and that's how we'd be Mesakin the Moados. It's those months that we would determine when Sukkot is going to be, when Yom Kippur is going to be, when Pesach is going to be. Now Rashi points out, Minat Torah, we'd be Mechal Shabbos for all of the months, but the Rabbanan made it Aser because there's no great need to be Mechal Shabbos by the other months, because there's no Tikkun HaMoados that's totally in the other months, but they were Hamidu Devarim al Din Torah, they kept the Din Torah, they kept the Din Torah intact when it came to Nisan and Tishrei. Ukshaya Beis HaMikdash Kayim Mechal Nafal Kulan Minei Takanas HaKorban. Now when the Beis HaMikdash was around, the reason there Mechal Shabbos for all the months was Takanas HaKarban, because they had to know when to bring the Karbanos, when to bring the Karban Musaf for Rosh Chodesh. But nowadays that's not an issue anymore, so we don't have the Takanas HaKarban anymore. Maybe they were not allowed, to be Mechal Shabbos to go be made about all of the other months, only to be made about Nisan and Tishrei. In the Sefer Zichron Shmuel, he asked the Kasha, how could we mekabel edus from Edim that Mechal Shabbos to be made on the Kiddush HaChodesh? That edus l'chor is edus shiat yachal azima. Why is it edus shiat yachal azima? Because what's going to happen if you're mazim those edim that were mechal Shabbos in order to get there for Kiddush HaChodesh? So it turns out that they were lying, and therefore they are mechal Shabbos. So if they're mechal Shabbos, so they're pasul edim anyway. So then there's no din azama if they're pasul edim. You only have a din azama and edim that are kasher. So manavshach is going to turn out, it's a very sharp kasha. No, manavshach is going to turn out that they're edus shiat yachal azima. If they're edus, it's not a kosher edus. So he says, if you can say that which we need Kiddush HaChodesh Edus Shatiach Lazima is only to be Mevatel the Redus, meaning the reason it has to be Edus Shatiach Lazima is we have to have the ability to be Mevatel the Redus, but we don't have to be able to do a Din Hazama on the Edus of Kiddush HaChodesh, then in Ochinami it's fine. We can't do a Din Hazama, but we could still be Mevatel their Edus. But according to those Achronim, that Kiddush HaChodesh has the same standards of Edus that every other Edus has, that it's by Kiddush HaChodesh you also have a Malkus for Losana, so you have to have an Onesh Hazama as well. So then it's a Kasha. So you suggest, based on the Rambam, the second paragraph of Kiddush HaChodesh, that there's no Drisha V'Chakira on Edus of Kiddush HaChodesh, so Mela, there's no Din of Edus HaShatiach LaZima. That maybe for whatever reason, Edus of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam seems to assume, has different status than other Eduyos, that there's no full Drisha V'Chakira that you would have the same as you would have by other Eduyos. You have a whole series of questions that we ask them, but different kinds of questions than the Drisha V'Chakira that the Mishnayos and Sanhedrin lay out for Drisha V'Chakira. It's just questions about what they saw in and exactly, so we're not talking about date and time and those kinds of questions that we would ask. So if that's the case, so maybe you don't need Edus Shatiach Lazima specifically over there. Says the Gemara, Al Beis Chadashim V'Sulo, is this really true only for 2 months the Edom go out and the Edom can be Mechal Shabbos and not for any other months? Or Minu Al Vav Chadash Mashluchim Yotzin, but didn't we say, I'm sorry, this is going on the Shluchim. We said that on Nisan and Tishrei, Shebehen Ashluchim Yotzin L'Suria. Those are the 2 months that we would send Shluchim out. Do we only send Shluchim out for those 2 months? Or Minu Al Vav Chadash Mashluchim Yotzin. We learned in an earlier Mishnah that there are 6 months that it's important to send Shluchim out because people need to know about Chanukah, about Purim, they need to know about Tisha B'Av. All of those months we send out for 6 different months. Some Rabbi Hachi Kamar, Al Kulan Shluchim Yotzin Mi Be'erev. All the other months of these 6 months, Shluchim go out the previous night already, even though they have not yet heard Bezin say the words Mekudash. But Al Nisan Val Tishrei Ad Sheyishmu Pi Bezin Mekudash. For Nisan and Tishrei, the Shluchim only go out if they actually heard Bezin say Mekudash, which means they need to wait till the next morning because Bezin is only Mekadash Chodesh in the morning, and they need to actually hear the words Mekudash. Aye, says Rashi, what if they knew it's already day 31, so they know that it's Mekudash, or that it was near about Lilu, so clear, the moon was there, they saw Edom came and there were so many Edom, it's obvious. Still, they have the daf yer Mekudash. Tani nami achi, al kulin yotzin miberev, al nisav al tishrei, at sheish mipibezim Mekudash. All the other months they can go out the previous night, Nisan and Tishrei, they need to hear mipibezdin. Tan rabbanim, minayin shemichalin alein as ha-shabbos. How do we know the Brisa says on Michal Shabbos for declaring the new month? Tamalomar, eile mo'adei Hashem asher tikro osam ma'adam. So yachol k'shem shemichalin ad sheyiskadshu, so you might think just like the Edom who see the new moon are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to get to Beis Din to report about the new moon and to be made about the new moon, you might think so too the Shluchim that Beis Din sends out once they declare that it's Mekudash could also be Mechal Shabbos to get out to all the communities and let them know that it was Mekudash. Tamalom asher tikru osam, al kri asam, asher tikru osam, al kri asam at mechalel, v'at mechalel al kiyuman. When can we be mechalel Shabbos? For kri asam, to declare it Rosh Chodesh, but not to publicize that it in fact is Rosh Chodesh. So the only people that can be mechalel Shabbos are the Edim on their way to the Beis Din, not the Shluchim on the way from the Beis Din out to the communities. Ukshay Beis Hamikdash Kayim Mechal Nafal Kula Mnei Takaras HaKarban. And when the Beis Hamikdash was around, they were Mechal Shabbos for all the different months for the Takaras HaKarban. So Tan Rabban Barishonoi Mechalin Afal Kulan. Initially there were Mechal Shabbos for all the different months. Mishachar Beis Hamikdash, once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, who's the one that had to determine what they should now do? It was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amalem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai V'chiyesh Karban. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, well, we're going to be Mechal Shabbos to be made about the new moon. When there's no Karban, what's the point? Hiskinu Shloim Mechalin Alal Nisan V'al Tishrei Bilvad. So he made a takana that they're only Mechal Shabbos for Nisan and Tishrei, because that's when it really matters most. That's the takana Samuados. That's when it really matters most. But beyond that, it's not necessary to be Mechal Shabbos, and therefore it's not permissible to be Mechal Shabbos in any other time. That was another one of the less famous takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right after the Zman of the Churban. Says the Mishnah, Bein Shenir Balil, Bein Shalonir Balil, Mechalin Levis Shabbos. Whether whether the moon is obvious or whether it's not obvious, whether the new moon is very clearly seen in the sky or whether it's not so clearly seen in the sky, the Edom are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to testify about it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im Nir Ba'alil, Ein Mechal Alev Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, no. If it was very obvious in the sky, so you don't have to be Mechal Shabbos to travel to Bezin to let them know. Someone who lives closer will have seen it if it was so obvious, if it was so clear. One time, more than 40 pairs of Edim were on their way to go be Mekadesh L'Chodesh, to go testify about the new moon, and Rabbi Akiva kept them in Lud. He said, you don't have to keep on traveling. If there are more than 40 of you, then probably enough people have already come. Bezin doesn't need to be to be dealing with so many sets of Edim, and you don't need to be traveling any further. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Akiva, im ma'akivata sarabim nimseis machshil nas. If you stop them from going, then you're going to be machshel them la'asadavo. If you tell them not to go, then la'asadavo, then in the future, when maybe they are the only Edom, and maybe Klal Yisrael is going to need them, we're going to need to rely on them, they're not going to want to come then either. The Achronim are mesupuk over here. They're not sure if when we say that, ben shenir ba'alil, ben shalonir ba'alil, mechalin olav shabbos, what does that mean? Does that mean we are mechuyav to be mechal shabbos? Or does that mean it is permissible to be Mechal Shabbos in that case? Do we say that it's a chiyuv, or it's only that yecholim Mechal Shabbos, they have the abilities? Fasemes isn't sure which way to go, and it points out that this is a suffix. You could say the reason for the Tanakama is because even though there are many different sets of Edim, but nevertheless, rechoshish that those Edim might become pasul, and they might need your Edus, and if that's the case, then it's a chova, then they absolutely have to go, because if the concern is that you might actually be necessary, you might actually be needed, so then of course it's a chiyuv, then of course you have to go. But the other possibility is that maybe the reason the Tanakama is that if we ask for them from going, then la'asulavo, when the moon is not so visible, Edom are always going to assume that someone else saw it clearly, and they're not going to come and be made. And that's the svara that the Mishnah seems to say, you know, toward the end of the Mishnah. So maybe if that's the case, it's not about right now, that I'm really needed right now, so then maybe it's a reshus. Then maybe they can say, you know what, I'm not going to go right now, and when I am needed, I will go. Because you see that there are 40 other set. When there's so many other people, maybe then you don't have to go. Also, the Rishonim talk about over here, this Maisa with the 40 pairs of Edim, Rabbi Kiva, held them back in Lud. The Meiri writes that this Maisa fits into the first half of the Mishnah. This Maisa happened on Shabbos, and that's where Rabbi Kiva held them back. Rabbi Kiva said, don't travel any further, because it's Shabbos, and you shouldn't travel on Shabbos if you don't really need to travel on Shabbos. The Achronim are not all convinced that that's the case. Terei Evin seems to assume that it was not on Shabbos, and the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos seems to assume also that way, that it was not on Shabbos. He was just saying, stay in Lud, why bother? Not that I don't want you to be Mechal Shabbos, why bother keeping on going if you know that they already have so many people there already? Says Gemara, my mashma d'hai alil lishon d'miglihu. How do I know that the word alil means that it's very obvious, that it's clear? So I'm Rabbi Vo, I'm a Kra, it's from the Pasuk. The word is used in the following Pasuk. Amaros Hashem, Amaros Tahoros, Kesef Tzaruf Ba'alil, Leretz Mezukok Shivasayim. So in that Pasuk, Ba'alil is talking about a very clear kind of silver, so that's also a lashon of clarity. Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar, Nun Shari Bina Nivru Ba'olam, V'kulam Nitnu L'moshe, Chaser Echad. Rav Shmuel, one of them says that there are 50 Shari Bina that were created in the world. Some take away the Girsa Chad Amar, because there's no machlokas over here. They're probably both maskim to this idea, that there are 50 Shari Bina created in the world, and Moshe Rabbeinu achieved all of the 50 Shari Bina except for one. Shenemar v'tachsureu ma'at me'elokim, that he was one level off of the ultimate Chachma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world. Bikesh Koalas Limso Divrei Chayfetz. So Shlomo HaMelech wanted to find Divrei Chayfetz. What does that mean? Bikesh Koalas Lios Kemoshe. Shlomo HaMelech wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yatsa Baskel V'Yamrlo V'Kosv Yosher Divrei Emes. That V'lo Kam Navi Od B'Yisrael Kemoshe. That you should know what it says in the Torah. You can't be like Moshe Rabbeinu. That there is no Navi that's going to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chad Amar B'Neviim Lo Kam B'Melachim Kam. But the one opinion says that no, Shlomo Melech could be like Moshe Rabbeinu because it's lo kam in Yisrael k'moshe od means a navi lo kam navi od Yisrael k'moshe. There can't be another navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, but maybe a king like on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe that can exist again, not in the not petaros nevuah, meaning even a king can't have the same nevuah, but the same chachma as Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe that he can have. El ma'ani mekayim bikesh kol slimso divrei chayfet. So what do we do with the pasuk that bikesh kol slimso divrei chayfet? What it means to say is Bikesh Kalas Ladin Dinu Shabalev Shalobe Idim Shalob Asra, that Shlomo HaMelech wanted to be done Dinim without Edim, without Asra. So Yatza Baskel Varmala because of Yosher Divrei Emes Al Pishnayim Edim. So that's what the Baskel came out and says, no, you need to do Edim and Asra. You can't just make your own Dinim. One of the Akronim in the Masifti quotes from the Beis HaOtzar that Al Derech Tzchos, he says Chazal say in Yuma Daf Yudalit Pasuk Amarti Echma V'Hiru Chokim Meni, that Shlomo HaMelech wanted to know the time of Para Aduma. So he wanted to understand, because Pasuk says, V'loch L'tamim Me'afar Shreifas Achatos, and the Rashi Tevis of L'tamim Me'afar Shreifas Achatos in Para Aduma is Shlomo. So he thought that there's a remez in the Pasuk that he's destined to understand Para Aduma. So the Baskel came out and says, V'kosuv Yosher Divrei Emes, that read the Rashi Tevis, you read it, you're right to read the Rashi Tevis, but read them straight, don't jumble them up. The Rashi Tevis in order is Limoshe. So it's not Shlomo, the message is not that it's for Shlomo to understand, the message is that it's Limoshe, that it's for Moshe Rabbeinu to understand, and that you're going to fall short of Moshe Rabbeinu's wisdom. There is a discussion whether Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to be done Al Pi Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh. This message was for Shlomo Melech. Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri because Baruch HaKodesh, because of what he knew Baruch HaKodesh. So that's a separate discussion, whether that's for Moshe Rabbeinu was different, maybe before Matan Torah was different than after Matan Torah. Okay, as Hashem, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.